Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is WD8QCN, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. I have a topic for this evening on network time protocol, since that was a popular conversation item last month. We'll get to that momentarily. I'm going to jump over to announcements. First of all, last call for dues. Dues are past due. Please get those in ASAP if you have not already done so. The club meeting is coming up this week on the 10th at 7:15 p.m. This one's going to be online only. See the link on the website. There's also a volunteer examiner session on the 19th at 9:30 a.m. In Stafford at the Regional Library. Details also on the website. Club breakfast is on the 26th, 8:30 a.m. at the Gainesville Wegmans. And we got around 6 weeks to go for the Virginia QSO party. So get ready. Do we have any other announcements or other topics of interest for this evening? Please call now, WD8QCN. Additional news items, please call WD8QCN.
X4KU.
X4KU, go ahead.
I just wanted to let everybody know that the upcoming club meeting is going to be on the Virginia QSO party. So, Andy, I believe, is giving the presentation. And for those of you who are new to the club, you'll get an idea of how deep we get into this event. So, be a good meeting to attend. That's all I had to say. Back to net. KX4KU.
Thanks for that, Kevin. And I got you checked in. KX4KU, WD8QCN. All right, rolling along. Let's talk about network time protocol. Last month, there was a lot of discussion about replacement software for D4 Time, which was the popular client on Windows XP and I guess early on Windows 7, until that all kind of stopped working later on as Windows rolled out some additional plugins there. After Windows 7, I think D4 stopped working entirely, so there are additional replacements out there for it. But what is NTP? It's a networking protocol for clock synchronization between computer systems over packet-switched variable latency data networks, like the Internet, your Ethernet connections in your home. It's been in operation since around 1981. It's one of the oldest protocols in current use and was designed by David Mills at the University of Delaware. It's intended to synchronize participating computers to within a few milliseconds of coordinated universal time. It uses an intersection algorithm, a modified version of Marzullo's algorithm, to select accurate time servers and is designated to mitigate the effects of variable network latency. NTP can usually maintain time to within tens of milliseconds over the public internet and can achieve better than 1 millisecond accuracy in local area networks under ideal conditions. Asymmetric routes and network congestion can cause some jitter and errors of 100 milliseconds or more. So it's good to have multiple servers and you can alternate to if one gets degraded. The protocol is usually described in terms of a client-server model, but can easily be used in peer-to-peer relationships where both peers consider the other to be a potential time source. Implementation send and receive timestamps using user datagram protocol, or UDP, on port number 123. Can use also use broadcasting or multicasting where clients passively listen to time updates after an initial round of round-trip calibration exchange. NGP supplies, a warning of any impending leap second adjustment, but no information about local time zones or daylight savings time is transmitted. The current protocol version is NTP version 4, which is a proposed standard documented in RFC 5905 and is backward compatible with version 3 from RFC 1305. Network Time Security, or NTS, is a secure version of NTP with TLS and AEAD proposed standard and documented in RFC 8915. Skip over some of the history here, but one of the key things to know about NTP is it uses a hierarchical, semi-layered system of time sources called strata, and is assigned a number starting with zero for the reference clock at the top. A server synchronized with the stratum N server runs at stratum N plus one. So if you're have a computer that's disciplined by a GPS receiver, that would be a stratum 1, since GPS would be stratum 0. The number represents the distance from the reference clock and is used to prevent cyclical dependencies in the hierarchy. Stratum is not always an indication of quality or reliability, but it's common to find stratum 3 time sources that are higher quality than other stratum 2 sources. A brief description of stratum 0, 1, 2, and 3 follows. Stratum 0 are high-precision timekeeping devices such as an atomic clock, GNSS, including GPS, or other radio clocks. They generate a very accurate pulse-per-second signal that triggers an interrupt and timestamp on a connected computer. Stratum 0 devices, also known as reference clocks, NTP servers cannot advertise themselves as Stratum 0. A stratum field set to 0 in NTP packet indicates an unspecified stratum. Stratum 1 are computers whose system time is synchronized to within a few microseconds of their attached Stratum 0 devices. Stratum 1 servers may pair with other Stratum 1 servers for sanity checks and backup. They are also referred to as primary time servers. Stratum 2 are computers that are synchronized over a network to Stratum 1 servers. Often a Stratum 2 computer queries several Stratum 1 servers. Stratum 2 computers may also pair with other Stratum 2 computers to provide more stable and robust time for all devices in the peer group. Then Stratum 3 are computers that are synchronized to Stratum 2. They employ the same algorithms for pairing and data sampling as Stratum 2 and can themselves act as servers for Stratum 4 computers and so on. The upper limit for strata is 15. 16 is used to indicate that a device is unsynchronized. The NTP algorithms on each computer interact to construct a Bellman-Ford shortest path spanning tree to minimize the accumulated round-trip delay to the Stratum 1 servers for all clients. In addition to the stratum, the protocol is able to identify the synchronization source for each server in terms of a reference identifier. Now, it's actually pretty easy to build a Stratum 1 device. I have used a small embedded computer in the past running the FreeBSD version. I think I used version 5.5 originally, and use a small GPS puck that has an option for a one pulse per second output. So you let that that puck settle down, get up to temperature, and then once it has its almanac and is up and running, it'll provide a very stable one pulse per second reference on the serial port that you can use to discipline the clock in the computer and create yourself a Stratum 1 source. And all you have to do really is enable the NTP daemon in FreeBSD, which is just a few short commands, and set a few parameters and let it go. And it will provide you with a great source. I did this about 15 years ago while working for a company that was providing network video services for security systems, and when the government came out with a standard that required evidentiary video to be synchronized within 200 milliseconds, I came up with this plan to use these small embedded computers as a time source on those isolated networks, and that worked out real well. Any other questions on NTP, please call now. This is WD8QCN with the FARA Technical Services Net. Are there any other topics for discussion this evening? Please call now. Hearing none, let's take a round of check-ins. Please call WD8QCN. Say your call slowly and phonetically, please.
This is K1 Hotel Tango Victor, Richard.
This is
Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Charlie November. Mike.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike, Bravo November. Mark. In and out.
This is Kilo November 4, Sierra Papa Lima, Bob. Also in and out. Thanks for running the net there, Steve.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Victor Bravo, Louis.
And 7IVV.
Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu Chuck.
And 7IVV.
Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Uniform Victor.
4KU check in earlier. I missed one station at the beginning there. Had some noise in the shack here. I heard KO4BCN, Mike, KO4MBN, KN4SPL, KO4QVB, N7IVB, and I missed the prefix of Victor November Zulu. Please call again.
That's Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu.
Have you, Chuck, and I know I missed one more station in there before, Mike. Please call again.
K1HTV is at the top, I think.
All right, have K1HTV, thank you. And do we have any other check-ins? Please call WD8QCM.
KO4, Victor November Tango, Greg.
Kilo 4, Whiskey Papa Romeo, Tom Spotsnagin.
KO4, Tango Uniform Victory.
Okay, head KO4VNT, KK4WPR, and KO4TEV. Thank you all for checking in this evening. All right, let's jump back up to the top here. KX4KU, Kevin, did you have anything additional? How are you doing tonight?
WDAQCN, this is KX4KU. Good evening, Steve. Thanks for doing that. No, I have not been doing too much amateur radio lately. I did work the KE5C once. The special event station, but most of the contests this weekend were not of interest to me, and I've had some family matters going on too, so it's just been a busy week and no time for fun, but I'm going to be starting to think about the BAQP here real soon, because it's only a couple months away. Again, thank you for doing the net, and I'll turn it back over to you. WDAQCN or BQCN. Where is that? Yeah. WDAQCN. KX4KU, back to net.
Kevin, and yeah, that call sign, sure, a tongue twister. Everybody gets tied around that one. Thank you much. Over to Rich, K1HTV. How are you tonight, sir?
WDAQCN in the net from K1HTV. Doing okay. Conditions are quite good the past couple of days. We got a magnetic storm 3 days or so ago. K-index got up to around 5, and then got stable, then went up again the next day. I think it went up to 6. Solar flux was hanging around 130. It's now down to the mid-120s, which is still good. 10 meters is open to Europe the past couple of days. Actually got an FT4 for 10 meters for the first time in a while. And in 90 minutes, we worked 65 different stations on 10 meters. Most of them Europe. Did work a couple of Africans. There is a de-expedition to Zimbabwe with the call Z-22 Oscar, Z-220 Ocean, operating on an odd frequency, 21095 on FT8 instead of the normal 21074. Working on 21095, but he's not running Fox Sound, and confused a lot of people. In the Foxhound mode, you can only transmit on the odd cycle, the box unchecked, if you're familiar with FT8, the first segment box unchecked, and people were not, were trying to work them in the Foxhound mode and transmitting on the wrong sequence. So if you hear a Z22 Ocean on an odd frequency, he's probably not running Foxhound. Did work the special events station that Brad had mentioned a couple of days ago, I think, on the net, Kilo 5 Sugar, Kilo 5 Charlie special event station regarding the Challenger, which failed, was it 19 years ago? So that's been active. number of Italian stations, with the suffix WRTC. Most of them II, then a number, and WRTC. They've been quite active on the bands, and worked them on from 40 up through 10 meters. They've been very active. That's the World Telecommunications, World Radio Telecommunications. I'm not sure what the C is, but WRTC. Somebody maybe knows the alphabet soup meaning. See what else is going on here. There's another special call. Papa Foxtrot 88 ANT, PF 88 ANT over in the Netherlands. Some very unusual call signs popping up on the bands. I remember when COVID started, there were a lot of stations with the suffix "be safe" and COVID, and just lots of long suffixes. That seems to be continuing on. Other than that, a couple of Maritime Mobiles have been active. The UR5FSP Maritime Mobiles now docked in Western Africa for a couple of days. And a station who was docked in Western Australia is now on his way to China. UT5GD, stroke Maritime Mobile. So those stations, the primary active stations that I've heard on the air. That's it for now. Back to Net Control. This is K1HTV in Amosville.
All right. Thanks for that, Rich. K1HTV, WD8QCN. Next up is Mike, KO4BCN. How are you this evening, and what have you been up to this week?
KO4BCN, Mike here.
Well,
I've been playing around with my Raspberry Pis a lot last days, trying to get FLDG running. I think I've got it running, actually. I've been able to do a lot of decoding of CW and some RTTY and some other things. No one's heard me yet, but I think all my operations have been right. Just not getting the right folks. But I'm going to play with that probably later in the week after I get out of work. Work is still work. Good to be hiding here in the shack. You know, it's still cold outside. I've been enjoying that. Doing a little bit of just other soldering little projects here and there as I get my systems all up online. Trying to debug my new Ninja Rig 2 for my GX500. So I've got lots of parallel projects here. KO4BCN, back to net.
All right, sounds good, Mike. Thanks for that. KO4BCN, WD8QCN, now over to Mark, KO4MBN. What are you up to today? Actually, I had him marked as in and out. Sorry, Mark. And Bob, KN4SPL, also in and out. Louie, KO4QVB, go ahead.
Good evening, Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie, November, Steve. I've just been trying to both read up on D-Star and see if I can't work that portion of my radio, and I'm studying for my general ticket, so a little busy, but trying to keep ahead of everything over here and trying to stay warm. So that's all I have, Steve. So this is KO4QBB back to net.
KO4QBB WD8QCN studying for the general. Outstanding. When do you think you'll be ready for that test?
Yeah, Steve, I think I'll be ready in about, I got to give it 2 months, and I'll be ready to take that test.
Yeah, there's been regular tests lately down there in Stafford. Keep an eye on the club website for those. Hopefully we'll get you upgraded here right quick. Very good, and thanks for that. Let's see, Brad's up next, N7IVB. How are you, sir?
Good evening, Steve, and everybody else on the net. This is N7IVB. It's been kind of a fractured last week or two or three, actually, with things going on, things doing, distractions, that kind of thing. As far as operating goes, I was kind of tickled when I ran across that K5 Charlie special event. Even though my dad lives there in Nacogdoches, he's been inactive on radio for quite some number of years. Quite frankly, just as, I don't know, lesson learned or something to think about. He got really disenchanted with the club down there 15 years or more ago, I guess. I don't remember even now why, but apparently a bunch of old fogies that didn't want to change, didn't want to do anything special, didn't want to do anything better. You know, their version or their interpretation, I guess, of emergency services was kind of lacking, and he was trying to do some things, and basically he kind of threw up his hands and turned off his radios and never went back to it, and that's always an unfortunate story. I don't know what they're doing now, but anyway, it was kind of fun to work that just because, and it was interesting looking back on that event to actually know somebody quite intimately that lived where those pieces were falling down, quite literally. They were at their places actually just a little bit north of the main debris path, but he did go out and try to help with some things as far as offering radio support and that kind of thing, but I mean, it was very close to where he lives. No danger, of course, but I've got some pictures that he sent me and whatnot of a few pieces that they had found and whatnot. So, tragic event, but one of those things that I guess they try to commemorate every year. As far as special event stations go, we, of course, are actually gearing up and building excitement for the special event station that Bruce KN4GDX recommended and has been driving that we do at the Cold War Memorial coming up in October. And we'll talk about that. Actually, he'll talk about it a little bit more this coming Thursday prior to our BAQP presentation. But obviously, we're looking for help. He's looking for help. The more, the merrier. Everything from public, announcements to publicity, that's the word, to actually designing a QSL card that we will be sending out to people. And of course, there will be lots of help needed as things come up closer. I mean, this will be sort of a pseudo field day review to set up in the field, and even though we won't be running generators. But anyway, if you have any interest at all in doing that, we encourage you to keep your eyes peeled and send a note over to Bruce, or you can send a note here to me or the board, and we can get you in touch. But basically get yourselves on the list to help out with whatever you can and express more direct interest in that. That would be great. I guess that's it. I was interested. I've been watching the auroras, and then finally one night I realized, oh, yeah, you can work ham radio stuff with the aurora. But I didn't hear anything. I tuned over to the 2-meter version and listened for quite some time and never caught anything. But it was kind of fun to work 10 meters on FT. I think I did work some FT4 on 10, but mostly it was FT8 stuff. So anyway, interesting stuff going on. And back to you. Thanks a lot for running that. Always appreciate your help out with that. This is N7IVV.
Brad, I actually saw your email earlier in the week here and completely forgot about that announcement. Thanks for mentioning that Cold War Memorial special event that we're asked to help with. That would be super. And I do have a suggestion for the QSL card. I think we should do a Mad Magazine Spy versus Spy theme. Haha. That sounds great. By the way, I remember running into you that night when you were looking for Aurora on 2 meters there, and I went and listened as well, didn't hear anything, took a look on the computer, and it looked like the Aurora had calmed down a few hours before we started looking around there. So I think we missed the peak of it, but I'm sure we'll be treated to much more of that coming up here. And as far as FT4 goes, I don't hear a lot of FT4 activity except on 20 meters and 40 meters. The other bands, people seem to ignore it for some reason. Maybe that'll pick up here as the solar cycle progresses a little bit. Other bands come into more play, but I don't hear much of it on the other bands. I wonder if you noticed the same thing. Back to you.
Yeah, you know, I do see that. And it's interesting. That's actually kind of the one thing, I mean, I think it was Mike a couple weeks ago asked what we were doing, you know, planning to do, and putting up an 80-meter antennas on my list. But my overall goal as far as operating is to try and get 50 states on FT4. And it is interesting to see how little activity there is outside of 40 and 20 meters. And obviously, it depends on the time of day. But it does get up there. I mean, Rich obviously is watching the radio much more than me. But anyway, I have observed the same thing that you're talking about there. So I guess we'll just have to see what we see.
Sounds good. Thanks again, Brad. We'll throw it over to Chuck, KO4VNZ. How are you this evening?
WZ8QZN. some reading in my book towards his general license. I did get distracted part of this week. I mentioned this on one of the other networks earlier. A friend of mine in California sent me another HP. This one being a, I think I'm pronouncing it right, Yaesu FT7B. And so I've been playing with programming it. I had to program it manually because, unfortunately, he didn't have the data cable for it. Maybe I'll pick one of those up. Maybe when I go to, I'm planning to go to, is it the Winter Festival, Hamfest? In any case, everything else is quiet here. It's just plugging along. This is K04ENZ. Back to network control.
All right, thanks, Chuck. Very good. Great little radio, Yaesu. And yeah, all these newfangled radios really need the data cable. yeah, it takes forever to program them manually, going through all the menu steps there. So highly recommend the data cable, especially if you've got a bunch of repeaters you want to load there. So great stuff. Let's see, I think Greg's up next, KO4VNT, WDAQCN. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Steve, and all of you on the net. Good to be here tonight. I've been putting together some pieces this week for a new base station, waiting on some parts to come tomorrow. Studying some more for the general test. Gonna take that on February 19th over in Stafford, and that's about it here. Getting ready to start another week back to the salt mine, so to speak. But anyway, it's good to be here. 73 to all of you, and I'll turn it back over to Net Control, KO4VNT.
All right, thank you, Greg. Fantastic, and good luck on that exam. I'll throw it over to Tom, KK4WPR. What's new with you this week?
Good evening, this is Tom, KK4WPR. Thanks for taking my check in. Mostly last week I've been self-cleaning up from all the snowstorms. I had a bunch of pine branches came down on my pine trees, and took out one leg of my dot pole, and tagged my chain link fence a bit, so I got all our checks again. And other than that, I last weekend I worked out with, and my first time ever working it, I always work the regular field day. And I was free, and I worked it, and it was actually kind of nice. I worked 40 and 20, and be able to got quite a few patients on the other side of the Mississippi River. So thanks, just very improving. I will say one other thing. With all the cleanup I've been doing with my chainsaw, I decided to buy myself a pair of chainsaw chaps. I've never owned them before, just jeans and so forth. And my first session with the saw, the chain flew off, and for whatever reason, came back under the saw and whacked me right in the knee. And if I wouldn't have the chaps on, I probably would have had to trip to the doctor's office for a couple of stitches. So I would recommend them to anybody who's doing chainsaw work. That's about it, and I'll turn it back to Nick. Well, this is KK4WPR.
KK4WPR. Just a little scratching in the machine here tonight, but copy that fine. Yeah, glad you had those chaps on. Wouldn't want to see you get hit with the chain. That is no fun. How about Matt? KO4TUV. How are you tonight?
Thank you, WDAQCN. KO4TUV. Just hanging out tonight, listening to you guys. I don't have anything to add really on the technical side. Yeah, pretty lazy weekend. It was too cold, so stayed inside most of the time. Hope everyone's having a great night. Have a great week ahead. KFO2UV.
Again, thanks for that. Hope you have a great rest of your week as well. Do we have any other check-ins tonight for the FARA Sunday Technical Service Net? Please call WD8QCN.
KK4JJ.
KE4REE.
Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Bravo November, reject.
KO4BCN, reject.
Okay, I have KK4GG, KD4REE, and rechecks from KO4MBN and and KO4BCN. We'll start with our new check-ins. KK4GG, go ahead.
WG8QCN, AK4GG. Yes, good evening, Steve. Thanks for taking the net. Don't have too much to report. Looks like a busy night, so I'll get off as soon as possible. Just been staying inside and putting a parts list together of some parts I need to buy from Digi-Key or Mauser or both. Nothing much else to report. Back to you, WG8QCN, AK4GG.
Said that wrong, AK4GG. Sorry, John. Thanks for that. KD4REE, how are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just checking in to say hi, and I was able to listen to the Vermont QSO party this weekend, and I heard a couple of stations. Didn't hear too much, although I also heard a lot of stations from Minnesota on 20 and 15 meters, so the bands were in decent shape. And someone on 12 meters said that the solar flux was high. That's all I have for the net. Back to net control from KD4RDE.
All right, thanks for that, Sam. Yeah, the solar flux has been hanging around in the 120s there for the last few days. I didn't get a chance to jump on and see what it was tonight here, but probably in the same ballpark between 120 and 130, I would guess. Let's see, KO4MBN recheck. Go ahead.
Yeah, KO4MBN. Y'all were talking about FT8 on 20 and 40 meters in the States. Was that a question about how well it's been going?
On 20 and 40, well, we were talking about the prevalence of FT4, not FT8. FT4 is up the band just a bit, typically, and operates on a shorter turn cycle there, as you probably know. It's like 7.5 seconds instead of 15 per transmission. But it, you really only hear it much on 20 and 40. I haven't heard a lot of activity on the other bands on FT4 yet.
Okay. Yeah, I did a lot of FT4 today, but I wanted to say earlier this afternoon, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, but Seychelles? The Seychelles Islands?
Seychelles, yes. South Indian Ocean there. What was the call?
K1HTV.
I think we lost him there. Go ahead, Rich. K1HTV, WD at QCN.
The Seychelles stations in the past couple of days have been S79KW, kilowatt. And as far as FT4, as I mentioned earlier, we're at 65 FT4 stations in 90 minutes on 10 meters FT4 today. And on 15 meters before that, probably a couple dozen on the 21-140. So the stations are on. I find that the band is most active during European, right after their dinner, right, usually in the morning before their lunch. It's early morning here, I mean, FT4. 20s, as you said, is the best band, but 15 is open, and so is 10. And I've heard a couple on 12, but 10 was really a surprise today. I started, and they kept coming and coming, so keep an eye out. But I would imagine during the week, when they're working, they're probably, there's not going to be that much FT4 activity, but I look for it on the weekends. Back to that, K1HTV. Doing a good job there, Mark.
Rich, that's great info. Yeah, I haven't really heard them on the other bands and kind of stopped looking for them here for a while. I'll have to keep looking again. Thanks for that. Let's see. I had another recheck here. KO4BCN, what do we got, Mike?
KO4BCN. I was just going to chime in and, yeah, I've got FT8 on 20 and 40 has been to the zoo all weekend, and it's very popular. I'm getting lots of contacts. I love having my radio running here when I'm, doing some of this other stuff. I can have my speeds up and kind of respond here and there, trying to see some new grids. But it's very tempting to leave it on all day while I'm working, so I have to be careful to focus on how I'm earning a living. Anyway, I just was curious. I'm hearing a lot of hiss. How's my copy today? I want to make sure it's all right. Back to net.
A little bit of frying on it there, Mike. Not too bad. Some hiss, as you said, but it's not terrible. I know what you mean about having to turn away from it sometimes during the workday here. Sometimes when things get slow, I'll walk over to the shack and poke a bit until the phone starts lighting up with emails and I have to run back to my office on the other side of the basement here. But yeah, at least it keeps us busy while we're stuck at home, right?
Absolutely. And it helps fund the shack, too. So it's a welcome distraction, I suppose. Though I would prefer to retire, but I'm way short. We'll get there when we get there. Back to net.
I'm with you there. Got a few years left to go before I can do that. Yeah, who knows the way things are going, if I'll even be able to afford it then. So we shall see. But I'll try to keep the antennas lit up in the meantime as much as we can. All right, I think that's the end of our list here. Take one more call for any additional check-ins or rechecks. For the FARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net, please call WD8QCN.
WD8QCN, KO4MBN. When did I leave the frequency?
Yeah, we were just talking there, and you suddenly dropped off. And Rich came in with the answer for you there.
Yeah, I heard the very last word Rich said. And I think my microphone cable actually changed the frequency as I was moving around on my desk here. In any case, I just wanted to tell you that I think Yaesu is a very good radio, but don't have to send it in to get it serviced. I sent a ST3DR. It took him over 2 months. I could not get any information from the individual. He was very indignant with me on the phone. And now my STM 400's there, and I'm getting the same kind of runaround from him. Yeah, bad situation. Great radio, just don't have to send it in to get it serviced. That's my great tonight. Anyhow, Rich will chat. KO4MBN, back to next.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, as far as service goes, getting any kind of factory service these days is getting harder and harder. And, yeah, there's a lot of other individuals out there that are former factory reps and other folks out there that just kind of do it on the side. And there's plenty of places to get your equipment serviced. Just make sure they've got the experience and the parts for it. I sent my trusty old ICOM IC-471H, my high-power satellite rig from back in the day, up to a chap in Washington State to get serviced last year about this time. Came back in like 3 weeks. Did an absolutely fantastic job on it for me.
That's fantastic. Well, if I need to get any more radios serviced, which I pray does not have to happen, yeah, I'll have to look you up and see if I can't get some references for that. All right, now, back to the net. KO4MBN.
This is WD8QCN with the FARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net. One last call for any additional check-ins or rechecks. Please call now. Hearing none, this is WD8QCN Net Control for the FARA Technical Service Net. Thanks, everyone, for joining us this evening. If you'd like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to faranet@w4va.org. This is WD8QCN closing the FARA net and returning the frequency to normal amateur use, such as it is. Thanks to all who have joined us. Have a great evening. 73.
KK4DAS, listening.